Fellas, the first game of the Western Conference Finals tipped off last night. The Lakers and the Nuggets played an offensive onslaught. 132-126 was the finale. Lakers made it close at the end, but I wanted to ask you guys this in particular. Looking at the next potentially 3, 4, 5, 6 games, for this series alone, however long it goes, rank these three players and who you'd rather have, with 1 being the most, 3 being the least. LeBron, Jokic, and Anthony Davis. Bull, you all right?
Yeah, just my earpiece got screwed up. I'm working on it.
So with that being said, Tyvus, we'll start with you. We'll let Bull fix his earpiece.
I got it.
Jokic, LeBron, AD, rank them for me.
Jokic is first, and it's not even close. LeBron and AD actually is pretty close. I think LeBron brings more to the game because he obviously assists and put people on and put people in positions. And his IQ is just off the charts. So I will put LeBron and then AD. So Jokic, LeBron, AD for me.
G?
This may sound crazy, but I think Jokic is the better player right now. I think he might be the best player in the series. However, I would take LeBron, all things being considered, just because the amount of the increase that you're going to get from the rest of the guys on the team is going to be really big. And I think he makes those guys better. And I think, you know, just overall, if you can get it to a series where it's tie game, I think LeBron will be the guy that can really, you know, bring it through and bring you home. Now, Jokic, I mean, what he's doing is crazy. Like, he's, you know, putting on those crazy performances. Right now, he's showing that, like, look, he probably is trying to show people, I was the real MVP all year, and y'all gave it to Joel Embiid, so let me go ahead and prove this. And then I got Anthony Davis coming in third. I think Anthony Davis, like Jason said, they depend on him a lot. As you can see, he got 40 points. I mean, you know, Anthony Davis, you know, he's playing at a very high level himself, but I think this is very tough. It's very little that separates all three of them. That just goes to show you this is a really great series.
Mike, give me the exact question again.
For the rest of the series, whether it goes 3 games, 4 games, 5 games, 6 games, not based on what they've done in the past,
right?
Not based on next 2 years, for this series alone, this Western Conference Finals, how would you rank Jokic, LeBron, and AD in terms of who you'd want the most and who you'd want the least?
It's so hard because you don't want to be – I mean, you're asking us to be prisoner of the moment, and right now nobody's playing better basketball than Jokic. LeBron has that championship DNA. He's won championships for 3 different teams. He always seems to come through when it matters the most. It's hard, but I mean, look at those numbers. That's like a video game. I mean, Jokic almost had a triple-double at halftime.
In the first quarter.
I mean, that's absurd. 31, 34, 21, and 14?
That's stupid.
Are you kidding me?
That's dumb.
I'm still taking LeBron number 1 and Jokic by a hair second. And to me, then it's a pretty big drop to Anthony Davis, even though he's good, as good as he is. But listen, my philosophy in life is never trust a man with a unibrow. And so he goes 3rd.
He put up 40? Dang. Like, it just go, man, this, and I hate to make this, every time basketball stats come up, every time basketball comes up, I got this uneasy feeling in my stomach as we talk about these great players and what they're doing on this platform. To think that my Cleveland Cavaliers in 100 years is going to say we don't need anybody else is baffling to me, Bull. Look at the way these do. They have no shot.
No, not against
any of these teams.
No.
Zero.
You're right. And by the way, you know, for all the talk of the Cavs defense, all 4 of the remaining teams are really good defensively.
Yes.
They're not just great, you know, not just their ability to score. And the Lakers defense improved when they traded for Vanderbilt, you know, with the guys they added. But aren't they all top 10 defensive teams, Mikey?
I'll check. I believe they're all at least close.
Yeah. The Lakers
were one of the
stats
teams.
Don't matter because they were a different team at the end of the year. But, first of all, just to bring it bigger to the series, it was a great game last night. The Lakers did make a run in the fourth quarter
They almost did it.
Man, Jokic was unstoppable. Jamal Murray was great.
Yeah, he hit them shots. Porter, LeBron, Chloe.
Porter played great.
They got a nice roster, man.
Well,
they got a nice roster.
Listen, the way I look at this for Denver, I was on playing the game with my boy Rick City. Shout out to Rick City. He said that this is the bubble redemption for Denver. That's what he said. He said that Denver is looking to come out of there, and that's how they played yesterday. Like, they remember the bubble. They remember losing to the Lakers, and they trying to right that wrong this season. And they came out, and they was hot, man. Like, everybody that they needed to step up and make plays did. Now, can they consistently do it for another three games? That's yet to be determined. But, you know, a guy like KCP, he was on the other side. He was with the Lakers when they beat Denver. Mm-hmm. So he knows, you know, a little thing about the Lakers organization. I think Denver is just the more hungry team right now, in my personal opinion.
You down with KCP? Where was everybody on that? After the game, did you see the quote from KCP after the game?
What did he say?
He was asked, I may not have this right word for word, he was asked about Jokic compared to LeBron, because obviously, as you said, he played for the Lakers. And he goes, well, they're both equally great. And then he said, except LeBron's better at jumping, I think. And then he was out there with Jokic, and Jokic, like, pretended to be insulted that he couldn't jump as well as LeBron. Yeah. He wasn't really, obviously. But, listen, I mean, I don't really watch the Nuggets play very often. So getting to see, like, this guy's amazing.
They're awesome.
He's just incredible.
Can I ask you guys a question?
They're great, and he's incredible.
I'm going to say it, because nobody going to say it. I'm going to say it. Jokic might be the best center since Shaq.
If they win the title, Tyvus, if they win the title, you got to say he's the best player in the NBA right now. How can you argue anything else?
That wasn't hard enough. I said that if he was black, he would be that dude.
No, for sure.
I just took it a step further. I'm gonna be honest with you.
You said it yesterday.
But that's facts. Like, there's this thing in a league where you don't want to believe that, like, this foreign guy is killing you like that. But after a certain point in time, like Dirk Nowitzki, you just got to give it to him. Like, it is what it is. He's like, he's nice, and he's giving everybody
Larry
buckets.
Bird.
Like Jokic, like, let's just go down the list.
Yeah.
Jokic is better than Patrick Ewing. Get him out of here. Jokic is better than David Robinson. Get him out of here. Like, these is top-notch dudes now. I mean, like,
he up there. Listen, it's Shaq. And Hakeem.
You think he's already better than David Robinson?
Sure.
Yes.
He would.
Already?
I think he'd light David up.
He's got to win a title before I put him ahead of David Robinson, I think.
Robinson only won with Duncan.
And he only got one MVP.
Look. He's sitting there.
Well, I mean.
See? Do you know if he would have got a third back-to-back-to-back MVP?
I mean, nobody's did this since Bird. Every great player won with another great player, Mike.
He don't have no.
I get that. But what Jokic has done historically, it's not just the last 2 years plus this year ongoing. So it's not a 3-year stretch. This is a 5 to 6 year stretch now.
I hear, but he's got to do it longer, I think, for me.
And that's fair. We're projecting just like we do with Giannis and Jokic.
It's
like
the
today
assist.
Is his career better than David Robinson? He's got two MVPs as opposed to one. Was there ever a point in the league, and this is before my time, so I'm genuinely asking you. Was there a point where you could ever say David Robinson was the best player in the NBA?
No.
I can't remember at that time if I ever thought.
Michael Jordan does this to everybody.
Yeah.
So if you was living,
that's not a fair comparison.
If you was living during the late 80s, during the 90s, you could never say you was
but
the best
even
player.
Though he, but here's the thing. Nobody even though he won the last two MVPs before this year, nobody thought of him as the best player in the NBA because he had never done any. You can't tell me the guys, until he does something to play, he's never gotten past the Western Conference Finals. Never.
Fact.
So he can't be on the all-time great list until he wins the title.
And that's fair. And I'm not putting him
in. Not yet.
Well, can I ask you, what center do you know that was getting you 10 assists?
Nobody.
What center
it's
is,
not just about stats. It's winning the champion. You gotta do it when it matters.
That, but from a statistic standpoint, so, like, so what he's doing has never been done.
If he wins the title, then I'm right there with you. And if he wins the title, I'm going to say right now he's the best player in the NBA. But to this point in time, he's never gotten past the Western Conference Finals.
To me, he got Patrick Ewing already. If Patrick Ewing never won no championship, he ain't got no MVP.
I ain't giving him Shaq, and I ain't giving him Olajuwon. But I'm here for Olajuwon.
Won two championships without another Hall of Famer.
He's not nowhere near a Hakeem.
That's why I say I'm not giving him them two.
All right, so let me ask you guys.
Am I right about that?
But Hakeem didn't play.
I mean, he played with Barkley later, but when he won his championships, they had no other Hall of Famers on the team, correct?
To me.
Who was his? It was somebody.
He had Kenny Smith.
Kenny, yeah.
He was a Hall of Famer.
No, I'm just naming teammates. Ralph Sampson.
No, but I'm like, LeBron's never won a championship without another Hall of Famer.
Was Clyde Drexler on those teams?
No, he hasn't.
Anthony Davis is going to be a Hall of Famer, right?
Was Clyde Drexler on those teams?
No. Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But I believe the teams with Drexler and then Barkley –
We talk about the Rockets. So, okay, Rockets had Kenny Smith. They had
Clyde Drexler.
They had not when he was playing. Mario Elie. They had Robert Horry.
The teams they won the championship were the years that
In 94, 95, when they won a championship, they had Clyde Drexler.
Oh, they had Drexler? Yes. Okay.
Was it Drexler on that team?
Yeah, I'm looking at the roster right now. Clyde, and Sam Cassell.
Clyde the Glide.
Who's not a Hall of Famer? They had Kenny Smith, Hakeem, Vernon Maxwell, Robert Horry, Clyde Drexler, Sam Cassell, and
Clyde Drexler's a Hall of Famer, right?
Clyde Drexler, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay, how good was he those years?
1920, right?
I'll give you the stats. Hold on one second.
All right, my bad. I'm wrong.
But you're right. He never played. It wasn't peak Drexler. He was still good.
Yeah,
right.
Clyde Drexler that year averaged 22 points per game on 50% shooting and 36 from three.
How old was he by that one? At
32
time?
Years old. Same year. Yeah, same so I mean,
he was still really
Hakeem.
Good, but he wasn't.
Yeah. Listen, the Joker right now to
he's
me
amazing.
Might be the third best center to ever play the game.
Stop.
You can't
stop.
Put him ahead of guys who won championships. Come on.
Well, first of all,
I don't know how you can.
First of all, you got Kareem. That's one out of
Bill
here.
Russell.
Bill
you
Russell.
Right. I don't usually count the 60s guys, but.
Chamberlain.
You're right. That might be blasphemy. Shit. Let me rescind that statement.
So, Tybus, here's the thing. I have a list. This is from this year from ESPN, the 10 best centers of all time.
Okay.
Who first?
I'm going to go one up.
Yeah.
And let's not debate on how they
think
the ranking's wrong. But
if Shaq ain't one, it's wrong.
Where we could have the Jokic conversation.
Okay.
Today.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Today.
All right.
And if he wins, then we'll
have
a second.
This was done when, this list?
What'd he say?
When was this list done?
2022, so last year.
After last season.
It was from December of 2022, so the middle of...
I mean, it's a year and a half ago, so it's a little cheese dick, but go ahead.
But the old guys are...
Let's hear it. You going from one down?
I'm going to go one up so we can find out where Jokic fits. So they have Wilt. I don't think anyone's going to argue he's better than Wilt yet.
Mm-mm, so no. Wilt's one?
I said these rankings I don't agree with, but for the sake of this, okay. Right, just figure out where Jokic fits in.
Right, I'll take
Wilt. Is anyone going to argue he's better than Wilt?
No. Not yet.
Kareem.
No.
Bill Russell.
No.
Shaq.
No.
Hakeem.
No.
All right, so that's five. So he's not a top five center of all time.
Now, whoever next, yes.
David Robinson.
Yes.
You might got David.
I mean, you guys dissing David Robinson.
Yes.
I'm not dissing him. I just.
Yes.
I mean, he was very good.
Six, like I said.
Very good.
Six.
The man was in the military at 7 feet tall.
It's debatable. It's debatable David Robinson.
Who after David?
I'm not ready to put him ahead of David Robinson for me.
Because he has a championship and an MVP.
Who after David?
Moses Malone.
I love Moses Malone, but I'm putting him ahead of Moses Malone.
I forgot. Blasphemous G-Bus. Moses Malone. I'm sorry, I can't put him ahead of you.
Moses was a three-time MVP before my NBA time. Champion.
No, he's not higher than Moses.
Patrick Ewing.
Yes. He got Pat.
I love Patrick Ewing.
Love him, but he got him.
Artis Gilmore.
Before my time.
I put him ahead of Artis Gilmore.
And Bill Walton.
Oh, that's not
definitely
close.
Had a Bill Walton.
So that's their top. So he's in that six to ten range
probably. Yeah. But ultimately,
and could go up.
It's going to be hard to get into that top five. He's going to have to win multiple championships.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
He wins the title this year. Is he ahead of David Robinson?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd probably move him ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So he's six on the list.
Yeah, six.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right now he's already.
That's what I said. I took my third statement back and put him to six. Because I forgot.
I will give him his flowers. He's the best. He's the best passing big man.
Totally different type. He's a different type of player. He almost shouldn't be on the list.
To be
a
point guard, he's just
he's a different player.
To be honest with you, he'd probably give everybody on that list buckets.
Yeah,
easily because he would pull them out the paint and they got to guard.
If you said who's the best center of all time outside the paint, it's him already.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of centers, speaking of guys who can operate outside the paint,
yeah.
Speaking of guys whose last name we're going to pronounce 17 different ways in this next 10 minutes.
Webanaya?
Wembanyama.
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 Yes. Does he have a nickname? I'm Victor not about to say that all the time.
Wembanyama?
Either Victor Webby? Or Wemby.
Wemby.
Lil Webby. Yeah.
So,
where is Wemby? Is he born and raised in France?
Yeah, he's from Versailles.
Okay.
He is officially.
That's why he's going. To the Spurs. You know how Poppy is with them international players.
And the Spurs won the lottery yesterday. Spurs,
that's
essentially locking up the chance to draft him when the draft rolls around.
I tell you what.
Well, you're excited about this, Mikey. You wanted him to get drafted by the Spurs.
I did want him to go to the Spurs. I'm gonna let Tyvus start with this because Tyvus said something a couple weeks ago and doubled down on it this morning. He's better than Giannis.
Victor Wembanyama will be better than Giannis Antetokounmpo, and it's not even. It's sad. I can't believe that I thought I would see the day that this would happen. Yeah, I said
for 12 months and change on this show.
This is crazy.
You have been telling us that Giannis is the greatest basketball player ever.
Not debatable.
And now you're saying a guy who's never played a game in the league.
This guy jumped so quick.
He's better.
You jumped that I ain't never seen.
Oh, my God.
I ain't never seen somebody jump off the Titanic like that.
Tyvus may be the new king of nature.
Bro, this is crazy, man. His knees is open.
Oh, my God.
What knees wide all the time?
Pause.
Listen. Listen. He got something that Giannis can't. He's a 7 foot. 3 guy that handles the ball like a guard, can shoot the ball, got an 8'4" wingspan. There's absolutely nothing he
can
do. Can
we see the NBA for at least one game first?
Okay,
I don't know if he can stay healthy. Can he stay healthy?
Gosh, you with Jay with that, man. If he stays healthy, who's stopping him? Because what I was upstairs explaining is this man is 7'3", he can shoot. And we thought Kevin Durant was crazy for being a 7 foot shooter. You got a guy who's 3 inches tall.
He's also gonna play against big men now, and he might get bullied physically.
Even if he gets bullied with an 8'4" wingspan, he put a hand up. He can still contest.
His wingspan's 7'9", by the way.
Oh, excuse me. He can still contest. It's gonna take a lot to get around this man.
What's his wingspan?
7'9".
What's Giannis's wingspan?
Not 7'9". It's the longest ever measured.
Not 7'9". By the way, tell me if you guys think I'm crazy or not me crazy. This is what Stacey King said to me this
morning. His wingspan 7'3", Giannis's.
He says he's not saying that this guy is obviously not as good as Wemby, but he says it's unfair that people are saying he's the first big guy to play this way because he claims that Bol Bol has the same skill set, just not as good.
Bol Bol is really good. He's just not consistent. That's his problem.
So let me give you this.
Who's Killian?
The best soccer player in the world.
Mbappe? How do you say
his name? He is not.
Killian Mbappe.
You said he's the what?
Well, he's either the best or second best.
Okay, I thought was about to say.
I thought the last kid was Killian Mbappe.
Thank you for correcting that one.
He's 7'5"?
He's listed at 7'4". People say he's taller, but he doesn't want to be listed any taller.
See what I'm saying?
Why?
You see what I'm saying?
On his Wikipedia page, it says 7'3".
You see what I'm saying?
There's 7'5".
He's skinny as hell, though. He better
put on some weight. He's 225.
He's skinny.
Let me give you this.
I said he gotta, if he can hold some ground, because we say the same thing about Evan Mobley. He's skinny. Great defender, but he's skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crap. That's some BS.
Leg up. What you mean?
Bro,
you can't even contest it.
I've never seen the one leg dirt.
Look at that. Leg up.
That's crazy.
Trey.
That's crazy.
It's impressive.
That's crazy.
But let's. Trey. I want to see it against NBA players before we start saying he's the best player.
That's crap.
Think about this.
You can get fucked.
Wait a minute. Think about this.
I think that's Mateen Cleaves guarding it.
Giannis is dominant right now. If Giannis had a jumper, he'd hands down be the greatest player ever.
He doesn't have a jumper.
He don't have one.
He does.
Yeah, but we don't know.
He does.
But we don't know, what's he going to be inside but if it's an NBA player.
He's 7'5". What do you mean? All he need is Kareem's hook shot.
This is crazy.
Bull's coming along.
No, he looks awesome. Hey, the more it's awesome, we got to see it again.
Hey, no,
you
hold
can't,
on.
Look, Give me that.
Hold on.
I mean, it looks like somebody took a dump on that court.
I always like players that play internationally because when they come into the league, they're scoring as bad.
Let me be serious here, bro.
Go ahead.
Please be serious.
The knees is feeling.
I mean, they wobbling right now.
The knees.
Man, I'm over here, man. This one knee is shaking.
Look like Hakeem, don't he?
This is bad. This bad because that man just went between the legs three times and shot a step back. But then follow his own rebound with a dunk like that. For me, yeah, if he get any sort of weight room, if he take any sort of creatine or
they whey, said the same thing about whey, Kevin Durant. He's one protein. Of the greatest scorers of all time.
I mean, he's already doing some stuff that Kevin Durant is doing. Look, come on, man. Like at the end of the day, I will say this. For anybody saying that the hype is bigger, and who said this? What was his name? Adrian Wojnarowski.
Woj said.
Hey, Woj. Hey, listen. No disrespect.
What'd he say?
No disrespect, bro. Bro, this is not the big. This is not the biggest hype of anybody coming out. He's not the best prospect of anybody coming out. Because, to be honest with you, not only was LeBron James hype the craziest of all time. Because he got drafted to his own city. Like, he got drafted at home. Not only was he on the cover of Sports Illustrated, a lot of people was on there. LeBron James is the first person ever to start getting high school games put on TV.
That's true.
Facts. These little dudes, they got whole channels. Ball is Life is here because LeBron James was a phenom. Kevin Garnett wasn't on TV. Kobe Bryant wasn't on TV. Tracy McGrady wasn't on TV. They all
was
went.
Wemby's games on TV at all?
They did broadcast multiple French Metro 92 games, and they were all available on ESPN Plus.
There you go.
He looks amazing. He's probably going to be great, but we got to relax and see him play. Can he play in the NBA? Before we're talking about how great he is.
What do you mean? I think he's going to be great. His skill set looks it's perfect for the league. Here's my issue. If you look at LeBron was hyped to you know where. He was the biggest hype thing ever.
The second coming is what they was called.
They was calling him King James. Mm-hmm. It was almost blasphemous a little bit. Like it was, and not only was he good, he became the greatest player of all time. What? Like, how do you overachieve? Like, if Jordan is standing there and he's that good, and now we're still talking about, we just seen stats. He's 38. He could play 5 more years doing that. My one thing that I give you is LeBron James, the Wimby guy, I love it. I see his passing ability. I love it. Or his shooting ability. But one thing about LeBron James that we saw was they talked about how transcendent he was as a passer coming out. He's a freight train, athletic Magic Johnson. That freight train, athletic Magic Johnson with passing ability ended up being the greatest scorer of all time. Think about that. If your second best trait is better than Jordan's, that's crazy. I can't say
that. Were people saying that Magic Johnson was not athletic?
Not compared to LeBron James.
He said Magic Johnson ain't had no jumper. I tell you that.
Yeah, no jumper. No,
and he could because he could not. Him, he did he not was, shoot.
But LeBron,
I hear you. But LeBron is the greatest team sport athlete ever. I think.
If Victor Wembanyama take care of his body like LeBron James do, he got a shot.
He is never going to be.
He got a shot.
That strong and big.
They said the same thing about Giannis. And he went in that.
Yeah but he's
he
not
went to a dark
LeBron.
Place.
No, he went.
And came out the man.
He went to that balcony. No, I'm playing. I'm not going to put the Barry Bonds on nobody. Giannis is very big.
Put the Barry Bonds.
Giannis, like he was looking like Wimby. He came out looking like. Yeah,
but he's not as big as LeBron.
I mean, Giannis is 2 foot.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put,
I ain't gonna put it on him. I'm gonna put the
You said he on that juice?
I ain't say nothing about that. I like Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show to be here. Okay. And Giannis is a good member of society. I like what he do for his family. But
we're gonna switch it up in a second. First, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody two things real quick. That the upcoming month of July, the 12th to the 16th, you can check out the Call It Companies Championship at the famous Firestone Country Club. It is fun, family-friendly events all week long featuring a brand-new fan zone experience, free attendance for kids, and concerts every night. Learn more at callitgolf.com. And our next topic, we're talking a little Guardians, and it's brought to us by the USFL, our dear friends down in Canton. They send us Boogie every week. We love having Boogie on. The Pittsburgh Maulers, tough result this past weekend. Took an L, but Boogie was just named to the
Did they get mauled?
I don't know the final score, but Boogie was named to the midseason All-USFL defensive team, so shout out to Boogie for that. Family-friendly fun for affordable prices, $10 a ticket. Check him out at USFL.com. Bull, what's up with Bieber?
Yeah, honestly, when it comes to baseball, I'm more worried about my Little League team. We got boat raced yesterday, 15-0.
Gosh.
Things I had to, I gave a 5-minute speech after, I'll get to Bieber in a second. After our Little League game, the kids were really down. I had them all get on one knee, and I gave them a 5-minute speech. Pep talk after the game.
Coach Carter, huh?
I did that. Got to get these kids. I don't want them losing their confidence. We got screwed by the league.
How?
That's a long story.
We got time.
We got 28 minutes.
28 minutes.
We had a really good player on our team who had to leave the team because he was playing lacrosse. And our second best player, one of our other really good players, was sick yesterday, so it was tough. And the kid pitching for the other team.
His lights out.
I don't know if this kid's taking roids or what. I'm kidding, obviously. This kid.
Pow! That glove hit that glove.
This kid was throwing bullets.
Hit that glove. Strike.
The coach on the other team let him pitch 5 innings. I don't know what was going on there.
Your player's standing at the plate.
15-0 in the bottom of the fifth. He's still got the starting pitcher in. I'm like, what is happening?
Y'all ain't got
here?
A mercy rule.
No, we could have ended the game after 4 innings, and I said, no, we want to play. Let's go.
What was the score after the fourth?
Actually, we didn't give up any runs in the last inning.
Okay.
Positive momentum for next game.
I got on listen, the positives. We don't want to make fun of kids, and my kids were down on themselves, and they were feeling sad, and I boosted them up after the game. We got another game tonight. We're hoping to bounce back, get something going. We've made some plays in the field. I tried some new pitchers. My kid pitched an inning yesterday, gave up a few runs, but he got his first couple of strikeouts. Brought in his kid Dylan. He pitched a perfect inning in the fifth inning. We hit the ball a little bit late.
So your kid got a little velocity too.
Oh, like, I said your son got some strikeouts yesterday.
He got two.
That
strikeouts.
Was the first of the season, Phil.
First time he pitched in a game.
Woo! Hey, ain't nothing like the first time.
Anyway, we're struggling a little bit, but we're gonna turn it around. It's a long season. All right. Anyway, let's get to Shane Bieber. He needs to turn it around also, because after he had pitched his best game of the year last night, guys, he got smoked. He was terrible. 12 hits, which I believe is a career high in hits allowed.
Correct.
He was absolutely atrocious against the White Sox team that's been really bad. They didn't lose 3-2. The final score was 8-2, I believe.
No, it's his record is now 3-2.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's his record. Well, it's just, okay. Anyway, 4 2/3, 12 hits, 6 runs all earned. Oh, no, I think 5 were earned. 4 Ks, no walks. They didn't need any walks. They were smacking them all over the place.
He was absolutely
terrible. And he was, like, it was a shutout going to the fifth inning, but he had given up multiple hits in a few other innings. He is not the same pitcher right now.
No.
You guys watched him.
Yes, right? I saw. Listen, when he's getting – and these wasn't no dribblers.
I can't.
They hitting the ball hard off. Like, yeah. Like they up there getting their money's worth.
Like,
they locked in.
They like, gapping.
Look, when somebody stroke the ball like that and you see him like this and that head is on them. Listen, yeah. These dudes, and they are not scared of him in the least bit. It just seems like every pitch you throw over the plate is fat. It's not, he's giving guys. And to me, when your velocity goes down, and guys start hitting you hard, and you can't locate some of your other pitches. Now, he didn't walk nobody, but when you get hit hard like that, man, it's hard for me to say, like, that you're going to be a guy that is a top-of-the-line ace. And we've been talking about trading him for years now. At this point, he's losing.
He's lost his value. He's lost value right now. They need to build it back up. I will say this, like, there are good pitchers that get blown out sometimes. The problem is he hasn't been dominant all year. I mentioned earlier Corbin Burns, you know, he's been a great pitcher. His first two starts, he got smoked. But since then, he's completely dominated. So you're like, well, okay. Shane Bieber's numbers, those are bad. Like, those are not across the board. Like, a 3.20 ERA, I mean, that's fine. But it's misleading because he hasn't even pitched that well. A 1.22 whip is really bad. Really bad.
And if you
for that's not ace pitching, and a essentially a 3-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio is terrible. Look at his strikeout to walk ratio last year.
36.
So it was 5.5 last year. It's 3.3 this year.
You got 30. He had 36. Yeah. He had 36 walks last year. He's already at 13.
Right.
We ain't even in June.
Yeah. Right. And his strikeouts per nine innings. He averaged almost a strikeout per inning last year. He's down 2 strikeouts per nine innings. That, if you don't know how these stats work, that's a massive difference. That's a massive concerning drop. And yeah, I mean, there's reason to be concerned about Shane Bieber because he does not look like an ace right now.
Can I ask you a question? And Jason's alluded to this before many times that
yes,
this offseason is when he would look into trading Shane Bieber.
Yeah.
Is there any scenario, whether the Guardians are bad and continue to struggle, where he continues to struggle and his trade value just plummets, where they might consider moving him before the deadline this year?
His trade value plummets, then what's the point of trading him?
Get something back when you know you're going to lose him for nothing.
Well, no, you're not going to lose him for nothing because you could trade him at the end of the season anyway. And if he's not pitching, on the other hand, you could say, well, what if he pitches well down the stretch? What if he pulls it together for the last 2 months after the trade deadline and then pitches a good game in the playoffs and then you trade him in the offseason? So, no, I think he's unlikely to be traded during the season unless the Guardians are totally out of it. The thing is, though, in this division is so bad that they probably won't be. I still think as bad as they're playing, and they're a bad baseball team right now, bad. Yeah. They're not mediocre. They're bad right now. But the division stinks. So I still think they have a good chance to win it. But if all the things that are going wrong for this team continue to go wrong, then I think they're going to win it because eventually, and the Guardians have showed you time and time again in past years where they've gotten off to bad starts, that they play their best baseball down the stretch, and that may happen again. And look, they're only, what, 5-2, that's 3.5 games out of first.
Man,
as bad as they've played, that's not a lot.
I mean, Bull.
I'm sorry, they're 19-22, so they're 4 games out of first.
I would look at this, Bull.
Tigers playing good baseball, by
which
the way.
Is unbelievable to me.
Crazy.
That they are
the Tigers.
Tigers.
Yeah,
I would definitely look at. I would look at moving Bieber to see if I can get a stick. I don't know what type of stick I can get. A power bat. I don't know what I could get.
I would.
But you don't want to trade a guy when his value is
down. I'm not trading Bieber right now because I need to see McKenzie come back. I need to see more of what we got already. Because if you moving off, like I get moving off of him next year, that makes sense. But if the rest of our pitching ain't great either.
Mike, by the way, I just sent you a direct message. I'd like to play that video if we can. Let me know if you have it.
Give me tag word. I need sound on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Steve, I'm bringing Gavin Williams up here. I'm sorry. He's going to come up. I'm going to pitch him. I like
Logan.
So
you just done with Bieber?
Well, look, here's what I would look at. If I got a team, I'm looking how much worse is the next guy than Bieber?
But the thing with Bieber is
he just can't.
Guy's got a track record of being great. Now he's not been great this year.
Good his last start.
But he still pitched pretty decently until this start. He's been decent. Not great, not dominant, not ace. So I'm not giving up on him. I'm not trading him while his value's down. I don't want to do that. Even if I brought up Gavin Williams, which they may do at some point, it's not to replace him. It's to replace, you know, Peyton Battlefield or whoever. Battlefield. They need to do now is call up their freaking catcher. They need to call up
Bo Naylor
because their catchers suck. But anyway, go ahead, Mike.
Well, we got the clip. You want to play it?
Yeah, so this is so embarrassing. So this is Comcast Sports, I think.
I believe it's NBC Sports.
NBC Sports Chicago. So I mean, not a surprise. The White Sox are the redheaded stepchild of Chicago. But their post-game show after the game, their host is this guy named Chuck Garfine. I don't know him really. And their analyst in the post game is a guy named Gordon Beckham, who was a good player for the White Sox back in the day. And Chuck Garfine was particularly excited about this White Sox win over the Guardians. Let's hear this video.
Last season, the White Sox weren't good against Cleveland.
No,
they went 7-12, and if I'm not mistaken, the Guardians won the American League Central
They celebrated in their clubhouse, and you could overhear in the winning clubhouse these words: "Fire Tony and bleep the White Sox." I'm wondering if that was on the minds of the White Sox today, many months later, because you know what? It was on my mind.
Wow.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, what a day for the White Sox. I mean, I don't know about all the shenanigans you're talking about, but they definitely came out ready to go.
It was on social media.
Sure, that's fine.
It got out there.
It's either way, Lance Lynn had a great day.
I'm taking the high road. As opposed to me, and I'm just digging in the ditch.
Hey, it's okay.
Last season.
Even Gordon Beckham was embarrassed. He's like, what is this idiot talking
hey,
about?
Hey, listen, shout out to him. He poured cold water all on that tape. He was like, come on now, dude, you're doing too much.
I don't know what you're talking about.
First of all, that's all good and fine and dandy.
My check looked good. I don't know what you cool. talking about.
Even if that happened, that would be an odd. It sounds odd to me that the Guardians player. Why would the Guardians players chant "Fire Tony"?
That doesn't even sound right.
That doesn't make any sense.
I haven't heard a peep from any. I don't even think Tito lets them talk.
I can't imagine that. I find it hard to believe that the Guardians even did that. But even if they did, who can a like Chuck Garfine and his White Sox, who were even worse than the Guardians? He's celebrating as if this was a stick it in the face moment. It's a regular season game in May, and your team sucks ass worse than the Guardians with a much higher payroll. You dope.
Fire Tony.
Chuck Garfine, could you be any clueless? Any more clueless?
Fire Tony.
I think it was probably the White Sox players chanting F the White Sox.
That is more likely.
And Fire
they
Tony,
because
the whole team
the
wanted that old idiot out of there.
Do they have? I don't even know if the White Sox have fans like that. Like, dude, no. I don't. What is the White Sox fan base? Now, don't get me wrong. Like, in Cleveland, we got fair weather guys. But
yeah.
Look at these dudes. These dudes are not hecklers. these guys. Look at this. Is the most boring celebration I've ever seen. Like, look at these guys talking. Like these. There's nobody. I have never even heard an interview besides ones done on here from any Guardians players.
Yeah.
Ever. Like,
I don't. Again, even if they said it, I don't know what is he so excited
look
about.
Look at that. Is
that? He's like, take that, Cleveland. We beat you on May the 16th, whatever the hell it was.
On a Tuesday night.
Well, they don't have a lot to cheer for, boys.
So I mean, you got to get Chicago sports right now is a disaster. Yeah. The Cubs suck. The White Sox suck. The Blackhawks suck.
They're getting
the
Bulls Bedard,
suck.
So
and the
good.
Bears suck. People are pretending that Justin Fields is going to lead the Bears to something great. It's not going to happen.
Whoa.
Let's be honest about that.
Chill out.
It's a lot of Buckeyes.
They're getting Connor Bedard for the Blackhawks, so.
Well, they get who?
Connor Bedard.
Is it McDavid?
No.
No, look at Thomas.
You don't know who Connor Bedard is?
Because I'm white, I know hockey.
Connor Bedard is the Victor Wembanyama
no,
of the NHL.
No,
yes,
no,
he is.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he
He's
is.
He's the next great hockey player.
Yes, he is.
Oh, they got the first pick in the draft?
Yes, they do.
Now watch this.
If they got the first pick in the NBA draft, they would have had the first pick in the football
now,
draft,
watch this.
NFL, yeah. basketball,
now,
and hockey.
Now, let me give you this, Bulls. This kid is like 5'8". This dude is built like Johnny Manziel.
Oh, really?
And this dude, I can understand if it was Eric Lindros. I'm 6'6", Crosby.
Like, well, Wayne Gretzky wasn't that big, was he?
But here's the thing.
Turn the tape.
That is
the Connor McDavid, who's the best player in the NHL right now, I think.
Yeah,
is big.
That is scoring wise.
Yeah. Come on. Wayne Gretzky was so cold. He had a cartoon with Bo Jackson and Michael Jordan.
It's true, we did.
What are we talking about here?
That was badass.
Wayne Gretzky had people in the community shooting each other for LA Kings starter jackets.
I got
you. Still can't find. Matter of fact, black people was watching NHL on ESPN.
What is that?
Just for Wayne Gretzky.
What does that have to do with Connor Bedard?
We don't know him in the community.
We don't
know who he is.
I do.
At least
where's he from?
Nowhere State.
Canada.
Yeah, he's from Canada.
Nowhere. Listen.
So it's now over 30 years since the Canadian team, because the Canadian team will not win the Stanley Cup again this year. It's their sport. It's been 30 years since the Canadian team won, and everybody thought it was going to be Edmonton maybe this year, and they just got eliminated.
Well, because Edmonton got they had the two highest scores on their team.
Yeah.
And they,
I actually know the four teams, right? It's Florida Panthers, Vegas.
So far, 2-for-2.
Dallas?
Correct, 3-for-3.
And who's the other Eastern team?
Is it the Sacum? What's that team?
The what?
It's like a
Sack 'em.
Is it Anaheim?
No, it's
no. No, Anaheim got the second pick of the draft.
No, it's Dallas against Vegas in the West, and then it's Florida, who's the biggest surprise of the four, against
the big hockey town, big hockey city. Disappointed in all three of you.
Oh man, big hockey city.
I know the Maple Leafs.
Not Boston.
Nashville. Not
no.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
The Hurricanes. Right. I saw the odds in the Stanley Cup Finals, though, were all pretty even.
If it ain't the Blue Jackets, I could care less.
The Blue Jackets haven't done anything since the Crush was here.
Anyway, so there you go. How did we get to hockey? I don't even know.
Oh, he brought up Connor Bedard.
Yeah, Bedard is one. Yeah, he's 5'8".
He's the Victor Wembanyama.
Wimby is 7'5". That's what he is. The comparison, I don't get it. I don't. Now, he can shoot, though.
He's a talent. He's a generational talent.
All right. Go ahead, Mikey.
I got to remind you guys one last time that the Call It Companies Championship is coming to our backyard here in a couple weeks, and you guys should check them out at Firestone Country Club from July 12th through the 16th. There is fun, family-friendly events all week long featuring a brand-new fan zone experience, free attendance for kids and concerts every single night. There is something for everybody. You can learn more at callitgolf.com. We got a little bit of a
By the way, before you get to this real quick, did you know that remember Thaddeus Lewis? He was on the Browns.
Yes, that Lewis, yes.
He was part of Mike Polk's auto mechanic or former Browns quarterback.
I think
game.
He was, right?
Yeah.
He was.
He is the Buccaneers quarterbacks coach. Did you know that?
Wow.
Who?
Thaddeus Lewis.
Was he with the Browns?
Yeah.
Thad Lewis, yeah.
Thad Lewis. All right. Go ahead, Mikey.
How did that pop up on your phone that you needed to fill that in?
This guy got alerts.
Thought about a random Browns quarterback, and I happened to see it. Go ahead.
So,
do we need to react to Steve Becker's text before we move on?
No. Which one? He sent a bunch.
He always does.
The one where he said Jim Schwartz don't blitz.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't blitz.
That one. Bulger said LeBron James is the best team sport athlete ever.
Yeah.
He said Tom Brady. No, Tom Brady is a better, was a quarterback.
We'll have that debate another time. We do have a super chat, though, anyway. And then we have one last topic. This is from Donnie M.
Donnie M.
He says, hope all is well, fellas. Great show. Love it so far. Can you find out where Travis got that OSU shirt? Travis?
That's Tyvus's white guy name.
No, Boogie called him Travis.
Oh. Oh, that's where it came
up. Yeah, he said he was he belongs to the young Republicans in Columbus.
Why did he call you Travis?
He said you from Powell, Ohio.
He just didn't know that my name was Tyvus.
Ah, okay.
It was the first time us working together. But this shirt came from Home Field, Home Field Apparel. If you want to find them on Twitter, it's Home Field Apparel. At Home Field Apparel, they just sent me two shirts and asked me to wear them and stuff.
They got some really cool stuff. Yeah. They do it all
the
colleges.
They just opened up the state line.
Whoa! Well, listen, I'm a Bobcat. Where's my shirt? Hey, you got Tyvus together. Listen, shout out to Home Apparel?
Home Field.
Shout out OU, oh yeah.
Yeah, where's the Brockport Golden Eagle shirt for me, goddammit?
I know.
The hell's that?
They
actually but I announced the games.
Right.
If you're a Division I school, we're going to look up some OU gear. They may have some. They may not. But they have most D1 schools and some old throwbacks. They're actually a really cool company. We did some promos with them. Yeah. We're going to throw one or two of these in tag board for you by the end of the show.
By the way, I got you want to hit on something else, the president thing? Or?
Yeah, I do want to do that. That's the right panel for that.
Go ahead.
But you could do your – it may not take 10 minutes. So what were you going to say?
I was going to say – nah, go ahead. It's not worth it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, I am. I'm curious.
I was going to give you a random – this is very random.
Okay.
But
– he's a random guy.
Who was the single – until I went to college, I didn't break the record because I didn't play basketball. But what famous NBA coach actually held the Brockport record for single-season steals leader?
Lenny Wilkins.
No. Younger than Lenny Wilkins.
Tyronn Lue.
Nope. I'll give you a clue. He's an announcer now.
Jeff Van Gundy.
Mark Jackson.
Jeff Van Gundy.
Dang.
Looks just like my Uncle Rick.
His dad was the basketball coach at Brockport.
That is a fun fact. I didn't know he went to Brockport.
Yeah. Yep. When we go do
one year and then he transferred out.
Hey, when we go do sports trivia, McNuggets, we got to do some more sports trivia.
We can do some
games.
More sports trivia.
I would never win.
We need sports trivia games, bro.
Yeah.
All right, we can do that. Last topic, though, real quick.
Yeah.
This is not political. This is just based on their abilities to lead a football team. This came up in conversation. We were hanging out upstairs the other day, and this popped up. We had a fun conversation. Thought it might be fun to bring here. Which NFL head coach, current NFL head coach, do you think would make the best president of the United States?
Mike Tomlin. It ain't even close.
Okay, why Mike Tomlin?
Well, I mean, I know that we at least going to be – we're never going to be down, I tell you that. And he's just a great leader of people, I think. For some odd reason, he gets his team to play for him, which it would do good for this country, making us all come together to do what's best for the United States.
I don't know about his foreign policy. He be saying he too hard nosed on certain things.
Hey, you got to be hard.
The standard is the standard. You got to get rid of nuclear weapons, Iran.
You got to be hard nosed at times.
No way.
You got to fall in line.
Diplomacy.
Fall in line. What do you mean?
Dictator.
Like, let me see. That's a good question.
Pete Carroll. Because I played for him, and we'd have a good time.
Pete Carroll, I think he can massage. Like, he's a, you know, he looks like a politician. He's along the line of a Bill Clinton, right? You know what I'm saying? Like he.
What do you say?
Like,
he's getting blows?
Nah, Bill Clinton be having scandals, but somehow it never stick to him. Like, somehow he just keeps sliding. Like, the whole USC thing, this cat Pete Carroll just was like, yeah, I'm going to just step on out of this one.
Yeah. Crazy.
Hey, you handle this.
Hey, go ahead. Hey, it was nice talking to y'all. And then you're like, dang, Pete just ain't getting nothing? That is a funny one. Let me see.
Dan Campbell.
This is a good question.
Dan Campbell would be a terrible
one. Mike Vrabel.
Dan Campbell's a meathead. See, the problem is we have too many low information voters in America.
Yeah.
Low information voters are people who know nothing about nothing, but pick people based on personality, and we shouldn't make presidents based on personality. That's why we often have bad choices for president instead of really smart, thoughtful people that are not being elected.
So
president.
who are you picking? That's not.
I think Andy Reid would be the best choice for president. He's smart, he's thoughtful, and he's got a good personality.
Creative.
He's creative.
Yeah.
He wears Hawaiian shirts. That's a major positive.
He eats hamburgers.
He can kind of get along with everybody. I think he adjusts to the group around him. Except for LeSean McCoy. But LeSean McCoy hates everybody, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I'm gonna keep it real.
Yeah,
I think Kevin Stefanski, if he shows more personality, would be right in the mix of a conservative person that the country would like. See, here's the thing: everything goes left and right. It swings like a pendulum, right? You go left and then it come back right. We say, oh, we're too far left. We go back to conservative. So I think if Kevin Stefanski is young enough, he's a good-looking guy. He has an Ivy League, Ivy League background. He's analytical. He has the temperament of a president. He's not going to say anything inflammatory. He listens to his people. He delegates well. And on top of that, if he shows just a little bit of personality, I think he would get a lot of independent voters. And I think he would get a lot of women voters as well. And I think if he ran as a conservative, he can win it.
Everything you said is nothing that the Republican Party's voting for these days. Well, that's it. I should have said that. Sorry.
But maybe Ron DeSantis, you could take – if Ron DeSantis was a little more like Kevin Stefanski,
oh God,
he might win the nomination.
Because I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to do it. Hey, it's your fault, Mike. You took a status right.
Steve Bush, you want to see some Ohio U home field apparel? Steve, take tag board. This is their Ohio U line.
Oh yeah, let me get that. That's green beer all day. I like that. They got the old school Bobcat. Show me love. I'm down. Where we at? What we doing?
You got a final take, Tyvus?
You're up first, Tyvus.
I had one and I lost it.
He started talking politics. He's like,
let's talk about the fact that
he messed me
the
up.
Fact that Steve would it. First of all, greatest athlete doesn't mean necessarily the greatest player at their sport, right? LeBron James is the most.
What was I going to say?
When I think of athlete, right, I think of it's not just being great at the sport. It's can run, can jump, is strong, stamina, all those things that make a great athlete. And there is no compare. You can compare Tom Brady versus LeBron. Who's the best at their sport? Is Tom Brady better at football than LeBron is at basketball? That's a fair debate. There's no comparing who's the better athlete. As I guess you could define athlete however you do, but as I define athlete, they're not even in the same conversation. They're not even the same species in terms of athlete.
Agreed.
Who's a better athlete in team sports than LeBron James ever in the history of
Mookie Betts?
No.
He can play every sport.
Deion Sanders.
If you said team sports, people are.
I'm just asking.
Bo Jackson.
I'll say
Bo Jackson's up there.
I'm throwing names out there.
How could you put them and not Mookie Betts?
Stop.
Mookie Betts is a good athlete, but he's not that. LeBron has elites. Like he's. There's no flaw to his athletic ability. There's nothing.
He could.
LeBron
could play other sports. Tom Brady couldn't.
I could play other sports.
Well, Tom Brady did get drafted by Major League Baseball. I don't know how good he was. I don't know if he would ever made the majors.
I
agree that I think LeBron, if he had channeled his athletic ability into almost any other sport, would probably have been great.
People said he was the best high school wide receiver recruit ever.
Right. Like, wouldn't he have been a great football player?
Yes.
Had he just done football?
Yes.
I'd have locked him.
No. You'd have got dunked on.
I'd have locked him.
He's 6'9".
I'd have locked him.
Give me that.
I would have locked him.
Time is good. He going up. He going high point that rock.
I mean, the NFL turned Antonio Gates into an awesome tight end.
No. Hall of Fame.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He will be.
I didn't think of him as a Hall of Famer.
He will be.
I guess he will be. Whereas LeBron James, obviously a million times better at basketball than Antonio Gates, a million times the better athlete than Antonio Gates.
I mean, he was 6'4".
The only thing you don't know about Antonio Gates
is eligible for the Hall of Fame next year.
The only thing you don't know about LeBron in football is
toughness.
How would he feel about taking the hits? I don't know. I can't speak to.
The thing that made LeBron great is the fact that he did play football. And he understand what that looks like in that
That's
physical nature. And now the reason he still can play and the other old guys can't is because he is physical, he lifts weights, and he's 260 can't tackle him.
Allen Iverson was a good football player.
He was too. Yep.
Quarterback, safety.
He was a quarterback. How tall was he?
D1 prospect.
He got some nice highlights. Bubba Chuck, holler at your boy.
We'll see you on Overtime next on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show.
We will determine if cheating is really cheating. You take that however you want. See y'all. No bit.
That ain't really cheating, though. If I look down and see the signal.
I agree. It's not cheating.
That ain't cheating.